KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. It's time now for Saturday Morning Sports Talk.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Raj Hartsook Interview Room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBineAuto.com. Live and local on 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, KVOE. Good Saturday morning to you. Blake Cripps here. Tim Miller has the day off. Dylan Sherwood is with us. Dan Courtright, studio engineer. Dylan, welcome back from Wichita.
Thank you.
Well, how was the trip down? You know, we'll talk about the game a little bit here in just a moment. But how was the trip? Doing it outside field level there on Wichita East's field? Probably a pretty unique experience.
It was. And it's going to be something I'm never going to forget as a broadcaster. And standing on a chair for...
Did you stand on the chair?
I did stand on my chair.
Did you bring a lawn chair or did you bring like a real chair?
I had a real chair that's a folding chair.
Did that help you to get the advantage that you needed?
It did a little bit. It did a little bit, but still.
Luckily, I'm pretty tall, so I think that I'm...
I'm 5'10 and a half, 5'11.
Sure. Being 6'4", you know, you get that extra 5 inches get over the high school kids. That does make a difference. Coming up here on the show today, we will be joined today for our Emporia High School Athletics segment by the boys soccer coach at Emporia High, Victor Ibarra. We'll also be joined today by the head men's basketball coach for Emporia State University, Coach Craig Doty, and the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, to break down the win over the Jets and also preview the Vikings coming up here. That'll be just before we get done here today. So that's what's coming up here for us. We'll name our Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week. First, Dylan, a quick word about Emporia High School football. The game, you know, where you did, how it came about, I'm sure that will be something you'll remember for a long time. You'll probably remember the game for a much different reason, but obviously a 76-0 loss to Wichita East. It was, not too much positive that you can say about it.
Yeah, Coach Glenn, I was able to talk to Coach Glenn after the game. Our kids didn't hang their heads down. They didn't cry just because it was a 76-0 loss.
And I think Coach Glinsman, just from talking to him, I mean, he kind of knew. I mean, it's not like this was an Emporia High team that was making the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. That was a winning tradition in the few years. They're not that far removed from being a team mm-hmm. that was able to be relevant, and not just relevant, but a power in Class 5A. Mm-hmm. But this isn't a team. He knew when he got here that it was going to be a project. This was going to be a rebuilding project.
Yeah, and of course, Coach also mentioned this to me last night. You know, they had a couple more injuries, which.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to happen.
They've gotten more than their fair share so far.
Yeah, and that's something that's hurting them right now.
Well, especially if you have – it's not great. Even when you have a really good team like Emporia State, having injuries mm-hmm. is not helpful. But when you don't have a lot of depth.
And depth is issue with this team. And
then when you get injuries on a team that doesn't have a lot of depth, that even puts you further, into a place where you really don't want to be.
Yeah, but, Coach said, we're going to go back to practice and find the best 22 to put out there against Washburn Rule and senior night coming up. Seniors going to be playing their last home game.
Washburn Rule is not going to be an easy task at all.
No, sir. This will be
a team that beat Manhattan.
This will be a team that just beat Manhattan.
A couple weeks ago.
Yep, and they beat Junction City last night. Washburn Rural beat Topeka High pretty handily. And, Washburn Rural will come in here. They won 48-15 last night.
Okay.
So
who'd they play?
Topeka High.
Topeka High.
But Blake, also, I mentioned this on air, that the Wichita East team that we saw yesterday has the closest margin of loss against Washburn Rule.
Sure.
1 point. They have played Washburn Rural the closest.
Okay. Well, so should be expecting a very similar kind of game or similar quality of team if you're Emporia High next week for sure. Linden and Chase County on our area game of the week. Boy, that was a fantastic game that Mr. Deeker and Taken had, a 38-34 victory as Chase County lost their homecoming game. And Chase County had a big lead, 20-8 early. That was a fantastic matchup last week against two teams that have, I think, probably some postseason aspirations.
Yeah, Linden ranked number two in eight-man Division One. Chase County ranked 10th. You know, I expected this to be a game, and when I was coming back up from Wichita, you know, I stopped at Matt Field Green to fill up our car, and thanks to John North Ford for our transportation.
That's of course.
Always a privilege when the guys at John North Ford help us out. But I was starting to pick up Mixwell 4.9 down there, and then I heard how close the game was, and I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Heck of a game.
And I'm like, hey, an area game that's been – that's really good. And
yeah, we've picked some good teams. We haven't necessarily picked the best games on the area game of the week, but you know, sometimes we get surprised by that. So great job by Michael Deeker and Taken Trahoon on that last night. It's time to name our Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week, and you've got a couple of nominations for Emporia High and one fantastic performance for our area athlete of the week.
Yeah, let's start with that area one. We're going to Linden and Tanner Heckel. We're going to be saying his name a lot here this year. He is a senior at Linden. He's a transfer from Inman.
Okay.
So he is in his first year at Linden. His mom is the new girls basketball coach at Linden. He was at Inman, a good football player, good basketball player, won multiple state championships last year at Inman. But we're going to go with Tanner Heckel of the Linden football team, ranked second in eight-man Division One. You know, over 200 yards rushing. I think it was 230. And he had like almost 50 passing, five touchdowns, four of them coming in the second half. So Tanner Heckel is our Emporia Main Street Area Athlete of the Week. And for Emporia High, we're going to the boys soccer team. And Kevin Magana. In two wins this week for Emporia High, four goals and two assists.
Wow.
They're finally starting to find the rhythm. They're 6-6, four matches left, all at home. And it feels like forever. They haven't been at home for a while, but Kevin Magana is our Emporia High Main Street Athlete of the Week of the boys soccer team.
Okay, so those are our Athletes of the Week, brought to you by Emporia Main Street. And just as a reminder, if you've got an athlete that had a great performance during the week, get a hold of Dylan, call the studio, or email him, SherwoodD@KVOE.com. That's SherwoodD@KVOE.com. Coach Ibarra here in studio, pulling in.
Yep.
Well, we will take our timeout then. Dylan will exit studio left, and he will bring up Coach Ibarra to the studio. And so we'll talk with him about the Emporia High boys soccer team that is coming up next here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBineAuto.com, live and local on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE.
Everyone's transportation needs are different, and everyone knows that. Depending on your stage of life, your needs will continue to change. That's why, at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available, too. We have a professional sales team that can match your needs with the right new Chevy or Buick models. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we've got those, too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Remember, after the sale, our award-winning service will always be ready to keep you on the road. Our commitment to you, our customer, will always be there. So come in today and let us help you find what you're looking for. That's Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Longbine Auto Plaza, where we do business right. Chevy, find new roads.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at EmporiaMainStreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The men's Division I hockey season is officially underway. Just in case you forgot how last year ended, here's a quick recap.
Sam Lipkin backhands it out front, dancing shot, score! Overtime game winner! 10 seconds into overtime, Quillen wins the national championship for Quinnipiac!
Brian Tripp on the call here on Westwood One nearly 6 months ago as Quinnipiac knocked off Minnesota to win the first championship in their school's athletic history. This season, the Bobcats are ranked second in the first USCHO poll behind top-ranked Boston University. Quinnipiac head coach Rand Pecknold starts his 30th season with 12 new players skating for his team.
We're excited to defend our national championship. I think it's a tall task in terms of what we lost, but certainly a lot of talent there within the new group. You know, we just got to make sure we get the buy-in that we've had the last number of years.
Attack of the Pack, that's next on This Week in the NCAA.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Volleyball team upset fifth-ranked Louisville in four sets last week. The Wolfpack's win is their first over a top-five team in program history. They were led by junior Amanda Rice, who had 16 kills in the win.
We have been prepping for this moment for so long. We have been working for these kind of games and this kind of competition. Louisville brought the name tonight, but we brought the fire, and we really just demonstrated that on the court tonight.
That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. We are here with the Emporia High School boys soccer coach Victor Ibarra. The Spartans going 2-0 last week. They are 6-6 on the year with a 4-2 win on Thursday. Coach Ibarra, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'll talk about the win on Thursday, obviously, and obviously any week you go 2-0 is a great week, right?
Absolutely. It's been a tough year considering all the injuries we've encountered, and obviously all teams go through this. But when you lose, four out of your top 10 players in the first couple of weeks just due to kind of crazy injuries, it makes it for a really young group. So being able to take any positive out of any week, it's a good week.
Sure.
Coach, and I mean, starting the season, let's kind of just talk about the start of the season. You have your first three home games. You face Mace South in that third match of the year. That's coming off the overtime win over Seaman, where you guys won the last second. But can you just talk about the toughness of the schedule you want to play outside of Centennial League? Because, I mean, that helps you during league play.
Absolutely. I told the guys, it's like we want to make sure we're peaking at the right time. And I feel like, steel sharpens steel. So I told the guys, it's like if we're facing state champions or runners up, you're always going to come out better at the end. Even though your record might not look as pretty, ultimately, you're going to be battle tested. So when the time comes when you have to play those really tough games, I feel like the guys are more ready. I think we showed that against Washington Rule. I believe they're still undefeated. They went out to Iowa and beat several ranked nationally teams. So that tells you exactly the kind of competition we're facing on a day in, day out. So facing May South, who had, I believe, a 35-game winning streak and just recently got beat by Derby 3-2. Again, it's like I tell the guys, they saw the schedule and they were really – their eyes winding up, and and they're like, "Oh, coach, what are we doing this? We're already facing Manhattan. We're already facing all the Centennial League." And I was like, "Guys, it's like I'd rather be 8-8 and be ready to go for the postseason than be, I believe we've averaged like 12 wins in the last 5 years. I'd rather be ready to go mentally.
Victor Ibarra is our guest. He is the Emporia High Boys soccer coach. He's got to leave here in actually a couple minutes because you've got some JV stuff going on today. Tell us about the junior varsity, and they're in action today.
Yeah, so between the summer program that we have and then during the school year, we probably had over 120 kids try out.
Wow.
We made a lot of cuts throughout just because logistically it's just not possible
of course.
To get that many between the ratio of coaches and students. So having a JV program that like basically keeps them excited, but when you keep 40 kids, it's always nice to have those extra games, especially at home, considering we just went on a like 9-game away streak.
Yes.
Where it's kind of nice to play back at home.
Coach, that was my next question. Being able to play back at home on Monday night with Topeka High, the match was postponed due to some severe weather that came in on the original scheduled date. But now it's got to feel nice to be playing the last four at home here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it's, you know, when you travel away that often, it starts to take a toll physically, mentally, just especially, you know, traveling 5 hours with Pittsburgh back and forth. So it was nice to get that win, even though I know the guys weren't used to that kind of travel. It's something a little different. I told them it's a little bit of more of a college atmosphere when you're having to travel a little longer and still having to play and perform. So it's always nice to go into, you know, kind of like the last third of the season and be at home. So that way you can like have rested legs and ultimately, you know, try to go on a nice little run, even though because of injuries and honestly play and a lot of it's on me. I need to do a little better job preparing the guys that we are at home and we're able to have our play match the results.
Well, so far here, and we're talking with Victor Ibarra, the EHS boys soccer coach, and they're back in action on Monday. Four home games coming up. First one against Topeka High. Kevin Magana was our Emporia High, Emporia Main Street Athlete of the Week here this week. And because of those injuries, you've had to get a lot of minutes out of some young guys. Siler's another one that comes to mind that has done a lot of production for you this year. How excited does this make you that you're basically 500 and you're relying on some freshmen and sophomores to do a lot of the heavy lifting for you?
Yeah, you know, every year seniors tell me, Coach, what are you going to do next year? you know, and like I tell the guys, is like the program and the culture is very much developed by the guys that are there. So given being there for a decade plus, the guys basically set themselves up to be able to be successful. So I mean, when you have somebody like Edwin Maciel who got hurt, tore his ACL, he's one of the top 25 soccer players in the state. You lose a type of guy like that, it's going to impact your team. And Siler has done a great job coming in. Xander has came in and done a very good job. Siler and Kevin getting players of the week and doing so well stat-wise. It's always nice to see the young core group and then the older upperclassmen kind of combining to like kind of give us a lot of confidence moving forward.
Well, Coach, you know, with the four matches you have left, you have Topeka High coming up on Monday. You play Wichita South on Thursday. Then the following week you'll have St. Mary's Academy, which you played them once every year, at least the past 6 or 7 years.
Yep.
And then finishing out with Junction City. And right now, Coach, if the playoffs were to start today, you would be at home for that first round playoff game and regional play. And you know, how valuable are these next four matches to get to that playoff seeding?
Like I mentioned before, obviously you want to play at home, but ultimately I want the performance to be able to have the results match it, because sometimes you can play extremely well and just make one or two mistakes because of your youth and you end up losing the match. And I think that's one of the reasons why soccer is not so popular, because like it's a 2-1 match or something like
sure.
that. And then you can make one critical mistake and the game's over. And when you face tough teams, when you face those really good teams, they're going to punish you. So going into the final stretch, being at home, the potential of like being battle tested and ultimately having those performance match those results, you know, I'm not going to look too far ahead. I want to treat this next match with the Topeka High, which they're always tough.
Speaking of, kickoff time for that?
It will be at 6:30.
Okay, so 6:30 on Monday, so that is the next chance to come out. And you finally got a chance to come out and see some Emporia High matches at home here in Emporia. That will be on Monday against Topeka High, Emporia High School taking on Topeka High. Last four matches of the year for the Emporia High boys soccer team, 6-6, a 2-0 week victory. Barra, JV stuff today. We're going to let you get out to that. Thank you so much for your time and best of luck to you.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
No problem. Craig Doty, the Emporia State men's basketball coach, will join us next here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBiteAuto.com, the voice of the Chiefs after that, right here on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE, live and local.
Everyone's transportation needs are different, and everyone knows that. Depending on your stage of life, your needs will continue to change. That's why, at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available, too. We have a professional sales team that can match your needs with the right new Chevy or Buick models. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we've got those, too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Remember, after the sale, our award-winning service will always be ready to keep you on the road. Our commitment to you, our customer, will always be there. So come in today and let us help you find what you're looking for. That's Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Longbine Auto Plaza, where we do business right. Chevy, find new roads.
PT Associates of Emporia now offers blood flow restricted rehabilitation, a progressive evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high-intensity workouts, including pre- and post-surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
Take the stress out of getting a mortgage. The local mortgage team at Emporia State Federal Credit Union guides you from pre-approval to choosing the perfect loan and completing the application, ultimately getting you into your home on time and stress-free. When it's time to choose a lender, go with Lyon County's number one mortgage lender, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Visit esfcu.com to connect today. Equal housing lender insured by NCUA, NMLS number 424226.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. We are not that far away. We are less than a month from Emporia State basketball being back on our airwaves. Of course, we will have the Kansas State men's game for you as Kansas State takes on Emporia State to open up the season in exhibition play November 1st on Mix 104.9, and also not that far away from getting some basketball Hornet Talk started. Of course, that is every Monday, including next week at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, talking Emporia State football this week and hopefully celebrating a win. But Craig Doty is the Emporia State men's basketball coach. He is joining us here on the Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line. Coach, appreciate your time this morning. How are you?
Good, Blake. Dylan, how are you guys doing?
We are doing fantastic. Coach, you know, first of all, you guys have had such a fantastic run here these last couple of years at Emporia. How's this off season been for you?
It's been fun, just from a standpoint of having a more established program than in previous years. And, you know, just, you know, entering year three, back-to-back 20 win seasons, entering year three of what I'd like to say is the expectation years. You know, early on, we built the expectations and changed them based on what we inherited and what we wanted to do with the program. And now we continue to push it to the next level. And we, you know, these are the fun years, but not absent of stress. In fact, I think that as a coaching staff, we put it more upon ourselves in year 4, 5, 6 than in any other year, just because we've built it where we want to be, where we're competing at a national level, and we've raised the expectations, and we're having a lot of fun doing it. But there's a lot that goes into that every single day, and it's pushing for greatness, and you know, just trying to get our guys 1% better every time they're on the floor, every day, and it, you know, facing those goals head on and knocking them out.
Coach, returning a lot of good players from last year. You know, Elijah Comethyr, you know, he had a really good first year here. Owen Long, really good. Caden Evans is back. You have Peyton Roger Schmidt back. You know, just starting with those four, you got to like those guys coming back.
Yeah, four starters back. Owen led the conference in scoring in the 22 MIAA conference games. And Elijah's super dynamic. He can guard all five positions very effectively. Peyton Roger Schmidt, probably our best defender. He was all MIAA defensive team. And then Caden Evans is in year three with us. So, you know, all guys who are returners, they know what the expectations are. They've been through it. They're talented. They're all league caliber players. And they spearhead the returners for us coming back off our NCAA tournament team.
We're talking with Craig Doty. He is the Emporia State men's basketball coach. They're getting started with Kansas State on Wednesday, November 1st. Of course, we'll have the pregame coverage for you. Tip off at 7 o'clock from Bramlage on Mix 104.9, your voice of the Hornets. And, Coach, you know, we talked earlier in the summer, whenever that release came out, I think it was mid-August. You know, you've got some starters back, and they're all going to be important parts of what you do this year. But I know that you're really excited about some of these college transfers that you're coming in, some four-year transfer guys. You've got some junior college transfers coming in. And I know that you think that some of this incoming class is going to be able to help you immediately. How excited are you about these new Hornets that you're bringing into your program?
Yeah, two specifically, Solomon Oregbu. He's from Ferris State. He led his team to the NCAA tournament round of 32 last year. Again, Division II transfer who's been at this level. He averaged 18.2 points per game last year. Very talented, very gifted. He hit the portal wanting to go to Division I. It was a little slow for him early, which gave us an opportunity to get in, talk to him, really sell him on coming here for 1 year and then us getting him to a better Division I. You know, in this transfer portal era, you got to think outside the box. And he has 2 years left. He certainly is a Division I player. We look at him every day in practice, and he wows us every day. And, you know, if he stayed in the portal for a couple more weeks, I don't know if we would have got him. But our point was this. We went and in-homed him. Coach Lavery and I got in his home in Chicago. And we just sold him on winning, continuing to win as he has, on playing with a ton of talent, and on, you know, coming here for 1 year, basically 9 months. From arrival until the end of the year, and we could get him to a better Division I than what was recruiting him at the time, right? And potentially some name, image, and likeness money. So he's here. He's a stud. And, you know, we kind of replaced Mayum, you know, who averaged 7 points and 3 rebounds a game last year. He was our fifth best player. We replaced Mayum with Solo, who averaged 18-4 from the guard spot, and everybody moves up a position. So Peyton will be playing the big for us. So we're kind of going without a traditional big, but that suits our needs better just based on how we play, how we switch everything, and just how unique our defense is. And then the other transfer is Drew Tenniel, who averaged 15.6 points per game and 6 rebounds a game at Oklahoma Christian, a Division II school in the Lone Star Conference. So Drew, super tough, intelligent, comes from a great family, and just a high motor every single day, great kid, and a proven D2 guy just like Solomon, or Solo as we call him. So those two guys, along with Tavian Butler, another returner, that makes up our top 7-8, and we're substantially better than what we were last year on paper, and we had a really good team last year. So we're excited about it, but at the same time, we know paper means minimal. Once that ball's tipped up, you got to prove it and go after it every game, every day. But we do have experience. We have a really old, experienced roster, and we have the full expectations that our guys will continue to know how to win basketball games and compete at a national level.
Coach, can you talk about how this team has already gotten involved in the community? I know yesterday the team was at Walnut Elementary meeting the kids and the staff, and you know, seeing the picture of the staff with the team, it looks like these guys are
your girlfriend teaches there, right?
Yeah. My girlfriend is in the picture with the team yesterday, Coach, and so that's why I brought it up. But what does it mean that these guys are getting involved in the community and getting everyone to know who they are?
Yeah, we like needle movers when it comes to community involvement, and we have a lot of fun with, for us, it's, we can do some work to, pick up sticks, after a storm or, go help out in those means. We like to engage our guys in community service projects that are fun for everybody. And the High Five Friday, when I say needle mover, we started this when we were at Rock Valley College, a junior college in Illinois, about 9 years ago we started it. And now about every team around the country does a High Five Friday, at least some program at some school. We have a huge social media presence. We pick it up. We've been doing it at Emporia State now for 6 years, and now nearly every program at Emporia State does it. And that's the kind of stuff that we love to lead by example and get others to do, So now our point is, we got to take it to the next level. So, we didn't do it at Walnut just because we want to mix it up. But a lot of times we bring a speaker out, so we're bumping music. We sometimes bring a basketball hoop out, let the kids dunk after the high fives at the end. We just want to get them fired up for school, get them excited for the final day of school for the week. And as we tell our guys, every kid that gets out of that car or gets out of that bus, they're coming from a different morning. Some kids had an awesome morning and they're coming from an awesome household with very supportive parents, but unfortunately not every kid is coming from an awesome morning, and sometimes their release is to go to school, and if we can pick them up and make them happy and put a smile on their face to start out their Friday, that's the least we can do as leaders and as our student athletes being looked up to in the community. And so we embrace it. We have a lot of fun with it. We did 4 of the High Five Fridays. We concluded at Walnut yesterday, and we're really happy with the High Five Friday season. But we look forward to getting back in the mix next year with another 4 of them.
Well, and obviously now you move on to a different season here as you get into preseason practice ahead of this upcoming 2023-24 year. We'll make this your last question. You talked earlier about kind of where the program was when you took it over, and the fact that now a couple of 20-win seasons later, an NCAA tournament bid later, the expectations now are a little bit different. How do you and your coaching staff, and you've done this before, you've got national championships at your 2 previous stops. How does the focus and the approach change for you and your staff? And I'm assuming that you hope that your focus changes a little bit in some way for your team as well. But how does that change now that you get your program to the point where getting into the NCAA tournament isn't a goal, but like you said, it is the standard now for you guys?
Yeah, especially the getting in the central region is difficult. It always will be difficult. Just D2 regionalization. Last year, how much had to go right in our 23 wins to make the tournament? Fort Hayes won 22 or 23, and they were out.
Yeah,
and so it's just something like. But yeah, they'd be in it at every other region. They would be in it. In fact, on some of them, they would have been the second team, and for us, they were the next. So the Central Region, with the NFIC, with the MIAA, and with the GAC, it doesn't make a lot of sense how it works. The best teams are not in, and it just makes it so much more challenging. So we won't take the built-in expectation that we've created lightly, because it's not going to be easy. We know that. But with that comes the work, comes the preparation, and we just feel with our group that is so old, so talented, that
did Dan lose Coach Doty there?
I
think he may have. Well, nice job, Dan. E. Dan in the penalty box. That's Coach Doty. Well, we appreciate him very much, and certainly looking forward to getting him back on with us for Emporia State men's basketball here on Mix 104.9. in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, Coach Doty just texted me, like, yeah, the station hung up on me. Yeah, we're aware. That was an error on Dan. Well, let's
– 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's 2 minutes back in the penalty box. Well, let's go move on now to the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. He is, of course, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage and ease in getting a home mortgage loan from Emporia State Federal Credit Union, NMLS number 424226. Mitch appears on the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio Line. Mitch, how are you this morning?
Well, Blake, I'm doing great. I can't imagine you're not foaming at the mouth with the game that you have at 2 o'clock today, but I'm thinking you're like a... Dylan, did you get him a rabies shot?
No, but I hope Blake's magic works again after the loss to the Griffins.
I was going to say, the people thought we were a silver bullet, Dan and I, after the Northwest win. Maybe not so much after last week, but we'll see. And thanks to our intrepid sports information director, Don Wiest, actually picking us up here at the studio. So I'll be here for the whole segment, which is much appreciated. Mitch, because there's a lot to talk about with the Jets game, the Vikings game coming up, and boy, after that first quarter, the first 15 minutes in New York, boy, you thought that the Chiefs were just going to, you know, rocket right past the Jets, but it didn't work out that way. But certainly, the first quarter was spectacular for Kansas City. What made them so explosive in that first quarter in New York?
Well, first of all, Dylan, this never happened in the past where this is when you get a diva like Blake. You get Blake the diva, and then they get valet service all the way to Pittsburgh.
So I know.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed. But that's diva, man. That's you're the Justin Jefferson of the MIAA.
Oh.
Okay. You get off to a great start. Pacheco goes running down the New Jersey Turnpike, and you think it's going to be a smoke job. And then, but the NFL is, 30 years in the league, I've seen this so many times, every single snap matters, every single snap. And just the punt that gets inside the 10, oh, there's a penalty, that's half the distance. Oh, there's a penalty in the end zone, that's a safety. Now there's a breath of life put back into the Jets. Then they get a field goal off of the free kick, and then, Mahomes throws a pick, and now they get a touchdown. Now it's five. And, but wait a minute. Zuerlein misses a field goal, the old Missouri Western Griffin himself, and you get a chance to go up 23-12 and just change the psychology back. Oh, and Mahomes throws a pick. Now I know what Robert Saleh said at halftime. He said, we're one possession down. We're going to go get a 6 and a 2 and watch us do it, and they did it. And now it's game on. But that is the National Football League, regardless of who you play. The Bears game is an outlier. It just doesn't happen very often. Almost every game, and tomorrow's game will be just like the one you saw Sunday night and heard Sunday night.
Mitch, I know Nick Bolton is questionable for tomorrow. A limited participant in practice the last 3 days. Do we expect Nick Bolton to be back with the Chiefs tomorrow and back on the field? I know Drew Tranquil was a full participant in practice with the wrist injury, but is Nick Bolton going to be back tomorrow?
You know, I've done this show for over a quarter century, and there's times I'll always have usually have an answer at 8:55. There's times I don't.
Sure.
And I can't answer that. Okay. I think it will be a game time decision. Nick did some work this week. He didn't do a full amount of work. Unless Coach rules him out this morning, which I don't think he'll do, I think we're going to take it right up to 90 minutes to kickoff. If Nick can't go, Tranquil will be ready to go. That wrist injury is not going to hold him away from this game. And Tranquil has been a godsend. What looked like a luxury signing in free agency now has turned into a necessity signing with Nick's injury. But I've seen this before, and I've said it to you guys before. Coach Reed and Rick Burkholder and his staff will go to every precaution. They never hurry a guy back. I've never seen them rush a guy back to say, gosh, we need him today. They've never done that, and they won't do that with Nick.
Mitch Holthus joining us, the voice of the Chiefs. Of course, you can hear the Chiefs all season long on Country 101.7, taking on the Vikings on Sunday. And just talking about the defense, I'm not sure what your expectations were, and I don't know what the franchise's expectations were, but it's hard for me to believe that they expected it. Maybe they did, but to expect that the defense, and there have been some injuries, like Dylan just documented for us there, there have been some injuries on this defense. You did not have Stone Cold Jones for the first game. And the fact that this defense has had this much depth and played this well through 4 weeks, to me, is frankly astonishing. How surprised are you, and how pleased is Coach Spagnuolo with just the depth that he appears to have on this Kansas City defense?
Well, this is like your tough class in college. The quizzes just keep coming, and the tough quizzes keep coming, and the Vikings present a tough quiz. Now, to answer your question, there was confidence in this defense. Even in the I know fans love our training camp reports that I send you every day.
Yes.
It's almost like our version of Hard Knocks, right?
So, sure.
But in those reports, in those daily reports that people appointment listen to, I was mentioning this defense and seeing them rise during camp. I mean, they made life hard on Patrick Mahomes in St. Joseph. There's a couple things in play here. One is they're young. I mean, we set an NFL record last year playing 8 defensive rookies and on defense and special teams in the AFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. That's one. The trepidation, to answer your question, would be what's the sophomore year look like? Because the National Football League tries to figure you out. Do you make the necessary steps? It's the old adage Marty Schottenheimer told me in my second year is, son, you had a good first year, but you better be twice as good your second year to be as good as you were your first year. That'll happen to you next year, Blake.
Sure.
In your second year as the voice of the Hornets. But the point is, these guys have actually done that. They've exceeded their level of play, these defensive young guys. The second thing, and I'll give you a long answer here, is the versatility of the defensive players. Steve Spagnuolo loves versatility, meaning Mike Dana, Felix Ndike-Ozema, they can play inside and they can play outside. The linebackers, Tranquil, can play safety-ish. Willie Gay Jr. has got incredible quickness. Leo Chenal is the sneaky one. He's maybe made, along with Trent McDuffie, the greatest strides from year one to year two of any of these guys. And then the DBs will play 3 safeties a lot in our nickel or 4 safeties in a dime. That used to be unheard of in the NFL, not with this group, because they're skilled and our safeties can look like corners and our corners can look like safeties. And that's the secret of this defense, but they will be tested tomorrow.
Well, you mentioned Justin Jefferson earlier, and the one thing about divas is, you know, they may be divas, but you do have to pay attention to them. And that's but that's something that Andy Reid, when asked about the Vikings, the offensive attack, first name that popped out of his mouth was Justin Jefferson. How much emphasis is he getting specifically from the Chiefs defensively this week?
Well, and I thought when the whole diva talk, Dylan, I thought Blake was referring to Taylor Swift. I didn't know where he was going with that.
Yeah.
To answer your question, Blake, as much as you can possibly give him, if the league would allow you to put 16 guys on the field, Spags would put 5 more out there if he could.
Okay.
Jefferson, here's your stats with Jefferson. This just puts us in perspective. He honestly is a little bit Mahomesian for wide receivers and what he has been able to do at a young part of his career. 3 years and 4 games, he is the greatest wide receiver in National Football League history. Catches, yards, touchdowns, by far. Second on that list is Randy Moss, and he's 800 yards behind Justin Jefferson. There has never been a 2,000-yard receiver in the NFL. Megatron Calvin Johnson got the closest in 2012 at 1.964. What Justin Jefferson is trending for is 2.300. Now, the Chiefs, it's almost like when ESU will play the greatest score in the MIAA, those really good Northwest teams, and some dude's getting 34, and you're going, well, he's going to get his. And you might want to hold him to 25. You just got to make sure he doesn't get 50, and then his teammates get 20 around him. So the Chiefs will change up coverages on him. You can't double him all the time. And the other thing is to try to get pressure on Cousins. Kirk Cousins, this is where this game is fascinating, because it takes everyone back to the Netflix quarterback series, does it not? Right, the three protagonists of the Netflix quarterback series, and I don't know if you guys saw it, was Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota, who's sipping coffee somewhere, waiting behind Jalen Hurts in Philly. Right, but these two now, you've got the two main protagonists that are on the same field, and what came out of that series to me, and I did it on the Minute with Mitch this week, is that Mahomes is an astronaut. He's an absolute astronaut surrounded by NASA scientists. Cousins is the good commercial pilot that you're going, hey, Kirk, you're flying us. You're flying us to Atlanta. Great. Super nice guy. Talented. He's got 11 touchdown passes. Been in the league since 2012, but he has 7 giveaways in 4 weeks. Mm. He has thrown 4 picks and lost 3 fumbles in 4 weeks. That is just gruesome. And that's why these guys are sitting at 1-3. And why are you saying that? To defend Jefferson? Defending Jefferson is pressuring Cousins. Mm. And so it's all have to be put together. And then you got T.J. Hockenson, who grew up as a Chiefs fan. The tight end is really good, who's been targeted an average of about 8 to 10 times. Jefferson cast such a big light that you'd forget about Hockenson, who's a stud. You can't let Hockenson beat you.
All right, Mitch, I got one for you. How big is the offensive line play tomorrow, especially with this group still trying to gel together? And I know Jawan Taylor still has committed the penalties, but how big is offensive line play tomorrow?
Okay. Other than giving train whistles, this is a really good question, because I honestly think this is the first paragraph of this game. And the reason I say that is maybe you guys have seen these stats, but let me just walk you through it. The Vikings, with Brian Flores as the defensive coordinator, has blitzed at a rate of 57.6% of the snaps. That is by far the highest in the NFL in 8 seasons.
Wow.
And now Mahomes, whose history against the blitz, excuse me, when Mahomes has been blitzed over 33% of the time in any game, he's 13-0 with 39 touchdowns and 10 picks. But this year, his blitz passer rating is at the bottom of the league. Now, they've only faced 20 blitzes. Nobody's blitzing the Chiefs. In 4 weeks, nobody's blitzing. These guys, what will they do? Do they change their template? Do they change their MO in just a couple of days? Think not. This is my answer to your question, Dylan, because the Chiefs offensive line will face their biggest test yet, because these blitzes come from everywhere. And it's recognition, making the right line call, but then figuring out who's coming from where. And the Vikes have Daniil Hunter, who's the most underrated pass rusher in the NFC. He leads the NFC with 5 sacks. And they get Marcus Davenport back, the former Saint who almost cut Clyde Edwards in half in 2020, and he's on the field. So these guys are dangerous in the way, not only in personnel, but in their scheme.
Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, every Saturday on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, and he is always brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage and ease in getting a home mortgage loan from Emporia State Federal Credit Union, NMLS, number 424-226. And Mitch, I know since you're not a diva, I'm sure you'll be driving up to Minnesota yourself, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm just like you driving to Pitt. I'm driving. Oh, no. Oh, whoa, stop. You're not driving to Pitt.
Oh, you've got that's true.
You've got a driver driving you to Pitt. The limo folks in front of the station, that's Blake's ride.
It's
the game today.
It's pretty nice.
The Hornets and the Gorillas.
Pretty nice gig if you can get it, Mitch. You should try it out.
Absolutely. And now, Dylan, last game you did, I saw a bicycle built for two. Was that yours? That was for you to ride to your game, right?
No.
I'm just saying, you guys go out and sign the high price rookie, and this is what happens. You get all these perks.
Yeah, you got grapes.
Make sure you got grapes, crackers, and cheese. No alcohol, Blake. You got to do a game or two.
You're
on
correct.
On the ride home, you may have a little something to ease the tension. But anyway, that's just divas, man. That's what they are. Wide receivers and play-by-play guys.
It's nice when you can get it, Mitch. Absolutely. I hope you have some Tier 1 service on the way up to Minnesota as well. Have a great call.
All right, guys, and good luck today. What a huge game in the MIAA.
That it is. Thank you very much. Mitch Holtis, of course, every Saturday, and you can hear him beginning with the coverage, 3:25 for the kickoff, 2 o'clock pregame on Country 101.7, and, of course, the Chiefs Kingdom Show on Monday. Play-by-play guys, we can get taken care of. That's totally fine. And, you know, we're even a little bit later than I told Don we would be leaving, but when you're a diva, you can be fashionably late. We also want to thank, real quick before we get off today, the Sertoma Club.
Yeah.
They brought us some breakfast up here today. We really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Sertoma Club.
Yeah, Sertoma Club having their scholarship breakfast. It's at the Senior Center at 603 East 12th Avenue. You know, they have drive-through or
how long do you know?
They will be serving until 11.
Serving until 11, so there's still plenty of time.
Yeah,
okay.
And it
awesome.
Was a delicious biscuits and gravy
yes,
breakfast.
Yes, biscuits and gravy with orange juice, yeah. Sausage, scrambled eggs. So, Sacoma Club. And where is that again? At the Senior Center?
That's at the Emporia Senior Center at 603 East 12th Avenue. Funds go towards the Sertoma Club to put scholarships together for various college students.
College attend, scholarships?
Yeah,
awesome.
That attend Emporia State and Flint Hills Technical College.
That's amazing. Well, the Sertoma Club, thank you so much. So if you're just getting up and needing some breakfast, go over and talk to them. Upcoming games today as we wrap up Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We've got the Jayhawks and the Knights. Central Florida, 3 o'clock kickoff on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM KVOE. Chiefs-Vikings will be on Sunday, as we've mentioned several times, 325 on Country 101.7. We'll have Monday Night Football coming up for you on this same signal, Raiders-Packers. Sunday Night Football as well on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM KVOE. And, of course, the game that I'll be heading to here momentarily. Hornets at the Gorillas, number 20 Emporia State, number 3 Pittsburgh State. It's a 1 o'clock RV Doc pregame show, 2 o'clock kickoff, Mix 104.9. Listen online, kvoe.com/listen. We'll document it all coming up on Hornet Talk on Monday at Bruff's Sports Bar and Grill at 1220. So that is what's coming up and on tap for you today. Thank you very much to Dan Courtright, even though he did hang up on Coach Doty. Coach Doty texted me and said, I know he didn't do it, but I'm going to blame Dylan. So, Dylan, nice job hanging up on Coach Doty. Great job. What do you have to say for yourself?
I could have told Dan to put Mitch on another line.
Yeah, you should have.
There, and you could have put the conference
You should
call.
Have told taught Dan how to do it right. So Coach Doty blames you. So he's never speaking to you again. I hope
he will be seeing me a lot over the next couple of years.
He might.
I cover his son as a freshman.
That's true.
Braylon is a freshman. Well, I see the younger Doty every time I pop into Emporia.
Well, maybe you can get back into his good graces that way.
I need to get the fade game back. I know Coach Doty got me going on that.
On the fade, sure.
Yeah, I need to go back to my barber Orlando and get my fade back.
Well, good luck with the fade game. So
and have a good call for
you. I appreciate it. Dan and I will be heading out momentarily. Hornets and Gorillas, again, hope you'll join us. 1 o'clock pregame show, 2 o'clock kickoff on Mix 104.9. That'll wrap things up for us here today on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. And, of course, as always, we are driven by LongBindAuto.com. This is 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE Emporia, live and local. Have a great weekend.